All right, now we got Paul Maranashenko. Maranashenko. Two great last names tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, sir. You can come on up. And by the way, Monty knows all about Amway. I just laughed at that. Yeah, all right, okay. Amen.
Listen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Yeah. I already like two years live in Tennessee, but you know, we're still looking for a church, really. You know? And when we talk with my wife, she always said, there was a church where we've been in a Liberty Life Center, and we could not find the same, like a family church, and like a warrior's church, you know, not just a family. Because we're victorious, right? We in Christ Jesus, we're victorious. Hallelujah. My name is Paul Miranichenko. My wife Svetlana. She is a Russian. I'm Ukrainian. And we still live like 41 years together. No war. We are not. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So praise God. And 4 years ago, you know, I've been like 63, and I told my wife, enough is enough. Work, never finish work, you know. I go on a pension, and I go to mission. I don't want to work anymore, you know. And it was little but not enough, like 1,200 a month. But I said, it's okay. God will provide. I want to see results more work for the kingdom of God, not for myself or for my kids or for my grandkids. It's important, but it's a second important. It's not the first important in my life. So, and praise God, Pastor Gary, and you all bless me to Paraguay. So we now in the Paraguay like 4 years. And yeah, I remember I need to keep the microphone close to here. They train me. Anyway, yeah, so we started, and you know, God help us, we got the wisdom, we have rent house, so that help us more move in our financial, because we're working in Paraguay as a missionary, now it's like 4 years, and I just want to also thank you very much for Pastor Gary and all who supported us in the mission. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. God will bless you for all. Yeah. And in the beginning, as we've been there, you know, how we got there, because a Russian pastor here in Sedalia, he used to have an orphanage there for kids, like 15 kids. And just a little bit explain why we're there. And, you know, and when the started those kind of sickness time, how you call it, in 21, huh?
COVID.
Yeah, COVID, yeah. And the government closed his opportunity not continue. And I hear about him in Paraguay, there's a lot of Ukrainian people, a lot of Polaco, Ukrainian, different in German people. And I thought I will go with him, but he closed his mission. And now he working in Cuba more, like in 6 years already, yeah. And he more successful, he more happy, because in Cuba, like a revival, people can cry. People can receive Jesus like we did in 50 years ago when we received Jesus, you know. They have a feeling, the presence of Holy Spirit. You know, in Paraguay, we're still waiting for this time, so we not see much people crying, but you know, we started working with kids, you know, and the first as we begin, we look for Ukrainian pastor, and they work with kids, so we started to support it. And in four places, we supported their work for kids. And then, you know, I was not satisfied. I tried to get more. And of course, we visiting a prison, preaching in a prison with a translator. I still not hablo español perfecto, but más o menos 40% poco más increase in I talk in Spanish a little bit to sister. She's Spanish girl. Yeah. And but we need an interpreter. So this time I've been in March, April, and May there, And sadly, I got just one time visited the prison because people so busy and they have so much need. And if they have some money, they do some more work, more kind of build their fences, build something, build some more, and hard to get a translator. But anyway, so for 3 years we've been working, kind of investing our money and for children in the churches, in the pastors who are interested in the kids. But we prayed and God turned us in a different way. We have a German community there close to the, like 20 miles from us. And from Moscow people, Russian people there, German people there, and they speak Russian, And we start to pray for one town named Trinidad. Trinidad is like a Trinity, it's like a Catholic town, and maybe like 15,000 people. We prayed 1 year, and the pastor, charismatic pastor's wife, received the revelation where we need to start work, but they never start work. So I got this idea, and we started in a neighborhood. We knew the pastor, but the man who loved Jesus, a Spanish guy, and we start to gather children as he knew neighbors. We prepare like hot dogs and sweet stuff, and like 30 people in neighborhood, one neighborhood, then another neighborhood. So we start our own work, not give money to pastors. That's exactly what we do. Like 30 kids come in, we prepare food, we sing songs, we preach a gospel for them, and not really, like I said, not really we pray for them. We pray they repeat like a prayer, but not, it's a work with kids, it's taking years. It's not right away they receive Jesus, So we sow the seeds, and good, it's a Indian like a Guarani personas, so totally pobre, like people who don't have anything, and we just visited 1 week ago, like 90 kids in the community. That's a different community. We've been like 2 months ago, and that's a house is a little bit like sheds where they live. They live cheap way, and some of them go work, but poor people, and they need the help. So we visited them. We brought them gifts, and now in Trinidad, ask this brother who we start on the under trees, in the shade. We started preaching and share, and we said, "Hey, why we can try to get in the park? There is a park, for many people." He said, "No. There's Catholic people. They will not accept you. We Pentecostal, never, . But we said, okay. But we go, it's an office like a municipalidad call. It's municipalidad here. How an American name municipalidad, like office where the office for a town. And we visit them there. We ask, can we apply for a park to gather children and feed them and bring me clothes to them?" And she said, "Yes, no problem. Yeah, go get it. No money, go get it." And if you turn on the video, and what happened? Video, and we started like it's about in April. Number one video, yeah. Yeah, that's what we start doing. We got a. Batuta. So that's a pastor. We invite him in the town, and we start present the children, the songs, and pray for them. And the children there, they really kind of involved. So we preach a little bit translation, and little by little, and then the first time we gather like 120 kids, and praise God. And a second time we gathered like 300 children's up. And KSU got like a German people got close. They got from Germany health ministry, and that's how we help them with clothes. And also we got like 200 Bibles, children Bibles. And so you continue sliding. So praise God, just little by little, you know, we do our own. And what interesting, we got like 20 people together in unity. Polaco, Ukrainian, Russian, German, from Moscow, and we got a group. And interesting, yeah, that's different. Then, you know, because got cold, you know, because now it's winter there. And in the park was not really comfortable because the children sitting on the concrete, it's cold, you know. So we apply asking in the municipality office if they allow us gather in a room somewhere. And they got a room like 400, 500 people, you know. So, and they easily allow us. So we started first time, we prepare also like clothes and the hot dogs. And like 300 children show up. We don't have maybe picture here. So it's like 1.5 months ago. And praise God, we see so people, I will not say what people hungry, but I say we continue sow seeds in the heart of people, heart of mothers and fathers. And now I got a ticket in September 10th for 2 months, September till November, end of November. And we have a team. And another thing what got done, at the one church, pastor died, passed away three years ago, and church not in function. And our friend, a Spanish friend, they got to know a bishop from this town, and they give us key from this. So Wednesdays, we come in for a pray time, for a praying for this town, for revival, all like Spanish and Russians and German speaking Russian. So we got a team now, and we believe God will move little by little, and we'll see revival. We pray for revival. And like I said, like 2 weeks ago, we visited in Trinidad, about 20 miles aside, it's like Indian, Guarani Indian, like this picture. This is a picture. See, it's like a gypsy in America. Gypsy people, you know, they just live in, and we first time visited them like 2 weeks ago, and they've been so excited. And I'm not there, but soon I will be there. I believe God will, in September, it will be springtime. So I believe we will see more like what God doing. And you know what, I will tell you, in the beginning, we thought, oh, maybe we're doing something, idea. No, it's not, it's God giving to you ideas. You know, you receive ideas, but you need to pray. And you continue wait, and it's going to the rough sometimes. Some people not trust you, not with you, but little by little, if you need to continue. If you receive from Lord, it's always stable. It stay inside of you. And God, little by little, open door. And that's what we're doing with my wife. We're in unity. She pray for me. Sometime last November, we'll be together like 1.5 months there. She been with me, not always she with me, but sometime we together, and God providing everything. So I thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you very much for support what we have from you too. And my main thoughts in the Bible, what in my heart, keeping it, Gospel of Luke 12:49, Jesus said, when he shared his heart to disciples, he said, don't afraid, little flock. Father, prepare for you kingdom. And then he said, if you will be, have a belt of the truth, if you have a lamp, and if you will expect from wedding your Lord, and he will come one time, second time, third time, and he will see you wait for him. He will prepare himself. He will serve in you. That Jesus opened his heart to humanity, how he hungry to help us as we continue in faithful expect, and he opened more and more door, and he doing something better than you, in you, through you, but he doing through you, and that's what he hungry. And in 1249, he said, I brought a fire from heaven to the heart of people. Sometimes, Christian, if you have no fire, that's what Jesus said in the parable. If salt lost the power, it throw to the trash. So we need to watch our hearts, what in our hearts. Love of Jesus at the first. As we love Jesus, he doing his work. And so continue for us with Svetlana. Continue. We believe God will do more and more. And we're going to different location because we already have like 20 people first Wednesdays. Wednesdays we have meeting for prayer. Tonight they gather together. They send me always picture what they do. So we're so happy what God doing. And we'll continue as you bless us. Thank you very much. That's my word to you.